So taking a bit of time to settle ourselves into our postures. And engaging in a posture that allows you to feel really nicely planted. Bring attention to the touch points of the body at the feet and the bottom. Your hands, and feel the uplift through the torso. And a sense of head and neck as well. Have a sense of whole body. And engaging too with the breathing and allowing for some nice full breaths. Feeling those full breaths throughout the body. And then just letting body and breathing relax and be as they are. We're going to engage in a practice today that will use the image of the lake, seeing as we're here by the lake. And it's a lovely practice that can help us open into choiceless awareness. And Dorothy Hunt wrote, "To love what is, in this choiceless, never-ending flow of life, there is an infinite array of choices. One alone brings happiness. To love what is. To love what is." Remembering your intentions for being here. And our basic intentions for practicing that this poem points us to. Openness, acceptance, a real receiving of what is. And as we sit and are breathed, feeling the body sensations with the breathing, let's open to all the sounds and the thoughts and emotions, cultivating a spacious awareness, a choiceless awareness. And if at any point in this practice you feel a little lost, just really feel into body sensations. The touch points along with the breathing. As we continue with this practice of choiceless awareness, we can bring forth to mind the image of a lake. Perhaps the lake that we're in front of today, or another one that you're familiar with that speaks to you. Take a few moments to sense into the image of a lake. Whether you visualize it or just kind of sense into it, it doesn't matter. Letting our body sensations be, as it were, like the basin that holds the lake, the floor of the lake. And perhaps a sense of the breath within the body, like the soft undulating flow of the water of the lake. So feeling that containment with the body, sensations and touch points for groundedness. And the breath, as it were, throughout the body, like the water of the lake. Now we can use the lake to help us in our practice, because what do lakes do? They receive everything that arises. Can we too receive everything that arises? The lake is accepting, receptive, and when it's still, it's reflective. And dissolving. So receiving all that arises as the lake does, accepting, receptive, reflective, dissolving all the waves of sensation, emotion, thoughts, sounds. These are all part of the lake of awareness, but they are not the whole lake. The lake is more than any one particular wave. Let it all arise and pass and be dissolved in the wake of the lake of awareness. The sounds that appear around the lake are part of the whole lake, and they are not the lake. The pebble that's dropped in the lake creates ripples for a while. The dropping into ourselves of thoughts and emotions. But they are part of the lake of awareness, but they are not the lake. Received, dissolved. The wind blows across the lake, creating waves. The winds of experience move through us, thoughts, emotions, sensations, arising and passing. And they are not the lake, not the lake of awareness. But part of it for a while. If you start to feel rather churned up in some way, like the lake is churned up and gets choppy at times, see if you can drop deeper beneath the surface of that. And just like the lake below the surface, there's that soft undulating flow of the water, of our experiences. Calm and spacious beneath that surface. And you may need to ground more as needed in body sensations. We don't practice to achieve some kind of personal perfection. We practice because life is imperfect. The winds of change keep blowing. The conditions keep changing. Unreliable. We practice so that we can meet it, meet these changes, meet the moment as it is. And watch it change. Abide with it changing. The waves come and the waves go and they settle. As Ajahn Chah reminded us in A Still Forest Pool, to be mindful and let things take their natural course. Then your mind will become still in any surroundings, like a clear forest pool. All kinds of wonderful, rare animals will come to drink at the pool. And you will clearly see the nature of all things. You will see many strange and wonderful things come and go, but you will be still. This is the way of happiness. The lake reflects all things like a mirror, not adding any extra. The lake accepts and receives all experiences. And they dissolve. None of these experiences are the lake, though they are part of it for a while. But they are not the lake. When we practice in somewhat challenging conditions, we train ourselves to abide with the difficult And chances are we will all experience events in our lives that are far more difficult than this. So really noticing that possibility in these last few minutes of just being with things as they are. And what measure of ease and happiness can then be possible? Translated poem from Spanish, I believe, called Oceans. I have a feeling that my boat has struck down there in the depths against a great thing, and nothing happens. Nothing. Silence. Waves. Nothing happens. Or has everything happened? And we are standing now, quietly, in the new life.